JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica on the Gold Coast for the 21st Commonwealth Games from April 4 to 15. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
I'm on the surf, overwinning right now.
Having dominated the Charifta Games with 82 medals, 44 gold, 27 silver and 11 bronze, Jamaica now has its sights set on the 21st Commonwealth Games underway in Queensland, Australia. The team of over 150 athletes graced the stage at the opening ceremony on Wednesday, led by flag bearer Alia Atkinson. Brand Jamaica will also be on display through the hosting of Jamaica Commonwealth Manor. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Denzel Thorpe, gives an overview of what the venue has to offer.
The hosting of Jamaica Commonwealth Manor is an opportune avenue for promoting Brand Jamaica. Jamaica House has served us well since 2012, when it was first staged in London. It capitalizes on the excitement generated by our athletes to focus on many of the other delightful things that Jamaica has to offer. It puts the spotlight on our extraordinary cuisine, live music, and the infectious, authentic, indigenous Jamaican entertainment.
The facility, housed at the Helm Bar and Bistro, serves as the official hospitality house of the Jamaican delegation and the headquarters for supporters of our athletes. The overall progress of the implementation of Vision 2030 Jamaica has been mixed. A summary of the progress made indicates that a total of 67 indicators, 67.2%, have shown improvement, while 31.3% showed no improvement or worsened. Read more at vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-4463-4.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6th deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning or National Youth Service office near you or call 754-9816.
On our community notice board, the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands invites all to its 2018 convocation to be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center under the theme Discipleship for Life, Disciples of Peace, on Sunday, April 15, beginning at 8:30 a.m. Speaker will be Reverend Asta Carlisle. Attendants are encouraged to wear something blue. Admission is free. April is Autism Awareness Month, and the JIS is helping to break the stigma associated with the condition. Here's an autism fact. The timing and severity of autism's first symptoms can vary. Some children with autism show hints of future problems within the first few months. In others, symptoms may not become obvious until 24 months or later. If there's no babbling, sharing of vocal sounds, smiles, or other nonverbal communication by 9 months old, try to get a diagnosis. Autism Facts is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's how we leave you on today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.